Hey everybody, welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shea Bose. Stop, hold it there. Look, I can't work with amateurs like this. You were meant to start with the first...
Hold it. What sort of a clown show are you operating here? I'm a professional. I went to college to do this.
Wait, calm down. This is the Moscow Mules. I'm a runner. Hey everybody, welcome back to Moscow and welcome back to the Moscow Mules. Augie and I have been away for a while working on other projects. Very mysterious, but all will be revealed very soon. I'm Shea Bose and of course, as I say, I'm joined by the brains behind the operation. Not the looks, but the brains, does the numbers, keeps me on the straight and narrow. And where would we start? Look, one of the things that we may have missed over the last couple of weeks was the Biden family's little arrangement, yeah, to do exactly what they said they would never do. And I said it quite a few times, we'll have a look at that in a minute. But of course, Hunter, you know, that model citizen, getting a free pass, a get out of jail card. I think Biden's also given maybe about 1,500 other ones to crooks, criminals, frauds, losers, liars, fakes. Maybe were they all politicians, Augie?
Fauci was supposed to be among them.
Yeah. So let's have a look at a little video where we can have a look back at how, you know, that little clown show, sideshow, bob-haired Karine Jean-Pierre, or whatever her name is, and Joe himself, and the whole gang basically promised that they would never, ever dream in a million years of pardoning Hunter. But we all know what actually happened. Run the video, Augie.
Let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
You have.
I'm extremely proud of my son, Hunter. He has overcome an addiction. He has...
He overcame it, all right.
I know.
You mean he came all over it.
I am satisfied that I'm not going to do anything. I said I'd abide by the jury decision.
You drunk?
I will do that.
Yeah,
I will not pardon him.
Sure. Shaking hands with the dead. No. Oh, it's... It's the little green goblin.
Coming on the air with breaking news tonight. President Biden has made a decision to pardon his son, Hunter, ahead of the transfer of power to President-elect Donald Trump.
Surprise, surprise. You know, he's just a human. As Big Vlad said the other day, you know, we don't blame him for being a person. You know, we're all people. So, you know, quite magnanimous of the boss up the road. But what he has done has really pushed the world, and Europe in particular, towards the brink of a potentially catastrophic conflict with Russia. Bombing, more missiles, more cash, flooding the place with cash in Ukraine. The narco-fuhrer is delighted, of course, as he packs his bags, getting ready to head to Florida. And let's have a look at a video of just how he has left a trail of bigger than Hunter's trail of convictions. On the video, Augie.
Oh, God. Shit everywhere.
There's shit everywhere! Damn it! My house is full of shit! He's shit everywhere! There's shit on the windows!
Oh, my God, it's a classic. You gotta love that one, right? You gotta love that one. And staying in the US, and staying in the White House, actually, the one coming in, the one going out. The one going in, you know, you really gotta ask yourself, do you think they're really gonna let him actually take his place behind the desk in the Oval Office, Augie?
We are a little worried, aren't we, Chi?
Yeah, well, we're not the only ones. Our own boss here at RT, Margarita Simonyan, has her concerns, and they've already tried to whack him twice, right?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe three times, hard
yeah,
to see.
Maybe third time lucky. And maybe, in an effort to distract the next wacko, wherever they come from, Ukro, Staniak, LGBTQ warrior, who knows where they're going to come from. In an effort to distract them, maybe he has dispatched that very famous quiff. You know, how do I look with it? So he's got a haircut, and he looks like something out of a Mickey Rourke movie, maybe, or something from The Dukes of Hazzard. He actually looks like a middle-aged dude that does actually work in McDonald's. Let's have a look at the Big Don's new haircut. I'm not a fan, Augie. Run the video. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not feeling it.
He just looks wrong.
Everybody having a good time?
It doesn't look... Good time. I don't...
Is everybody a Republican?
Not a fan. Not a fan. But let's face it, what's probably more likely is that he does get behind the desk. But his biggest problem then will be actually the battle. It's kind of like the big Don and Elon against the swamp and the swamp things. And one of the main swamp people or swamp creatures is a guy called Mitch McConnell. He kind of looks like something that crawled out of a swamp as well. Now, he's had regular brain farts and sort of malfunctions on air, but he's recently said that Trump should abandon right-wing isolationists. That means basically abandon anybody that he promised to fix the show, which is the swamp, to drain it, and to abandon people like probably big old Elon. Guess what? They say he might be the man in charge. I'm not saying that at all. Of course, meanwhile, out on the streets, lots of Americans are actually delighted, not just Americans, that the anomaly, the clown Harris, didn't make it into the White House, although they told us they were gonna. Remember, she was gonna win. The polls were all going her way. America's hope. What a load of bullshit. Of course, she got hammered by the big Don. But, you know, the big threats could be when he gets in. Let's have a look at what some ordinary Americans, just like you guys, think about Kamala not making it. Direct report from her own hometown. Run the video, Augie.
I sure am happy that she didn't win the election because this is her hometown.
Looks like Soweto in the 1980s. Wow. Yeah. I grew up in a house with a garden. Check this garden. It's like Josep Borrell's garden.
Is Mr. Smith there?
Shithole. And of course, predictably, while ordinary Americans are forced to live in essentially shanty towns, and this is in Kamala Harris's hometown. Get your head around that. While that's happening, guess who's making a ton of money? You guessed it, the military industrial complex, the big bogeymen. They've made more money this year than in many, many previous years, right, Augie?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is really what it's all about, right? This is what the war machine wants. It wants people preoccupied with paying their bills, their credit cards, worrying about crime on the streets. Meanwhile, a tiny elite, the same elite that's pushing for World War III and, of course, propping up the narco Fuhrer in Kiev, they want to keep the war running. I wonder why. Vast profits. Cha-ching. And leaving the USA, where would we head? Let's fly over the beautiful plains of Europe, the beautiful streets of Paris, Brussels. Yeah, right. And where do we land? We land in Kiev, or Kiev, which it's suddenly become to many people in the US and the EU who had no idea where it was before the Russians decided to step across the border. Now, with a sales rep like the narco Fuhrer, the Green Goblin, whatever you like to call him, the dictator, Zelensky, you know, the boys making the big, big bucks back stateside don't really have to worry, because all they need to do is roll him out like he's recently done in Europe and around the world to beg for more and more cash. Run the video, Augie.
Дайте зброю, так дайте нам ці гроші.
Дайте нам більше снарядів.
Дайте нам вашу зброю.
Дайте нам більше F-16.
І дайте нам зброю.
Дайте нам ліцензії.
Дайте нам кредити. Дешеві кредити, такі безумовні кредити, які є в ваших державах.
На сьогодні нам потрібні гроші.
Дайте нам
дешеві кредити.
Можна ми самі будемо вирішувати, що з цими грошима робити.
What a repulsive human being. And guess what? The Russian military have come out this week, and these boys know what they're talking about. It was General Gerasimov, the man in charge of the conflict and the fighting in Ukraine. They came out and they said that 1 million Ukrainians have been killed in action. They've died for this little 4'2" motherfucker. It's just grim. And of course, meanwhile, you got to keep the machine moving. You got to keep the credibility up. So what do? You ring up somebody in the client media. Hello, is that The Economist? Yeah. We want you to basically print a fake article telling everybody that Ukraine is winning, not the war, because that's absolutely impossible, but beating Russia in the economic war.
Oh, hello. So suddenly the hundreds of millions of euros and dollars that have been flushed in to Ukraine to get laundered, to get spent basically in the military industrial complexes in the US and in the EU are suddenly part of a growing GDP in Ukraine. I mean, are you serious? Think about that. They're counting the money that they've stolen from you to give to the narco Fuhrer as increased GDP, despite the fact that Ukraine's population has been decimated, its industrial base, its energy base, and there's a million people under the ground there now. It's absolute bull. While the Economist makes it up basically about Ukraine, the reality is quite different. Lots of things going badly for the narco Fuhrer, Augie. A recent meeting in Europe, you know, they're saying, oh, we're going to back him all the way. We're going to give him everything he needs, all the help. But the Belgians say they're not going to give him the F-16 fighters till next year. The Poles say they've nothing left to give. And guess what? Germany isn't giving them the Taurus missiles. Meanwhile, stateside, the big Don Sun is also poking fun at the little dictator by, let's say, putting together a little video. Of course, you know, the narco Fuhrer was on the cover of Time magazine, but there's a new boy in town, and he's going to come to Kiev and probably kick the little 4'2" dictator's ass. Run the video, Augie. Oh, it's time for change. There he is. Yeah, it's a classic. And sadly, not really, we're kind of delighted. It doesn't end there for the poor boy from Kiev, the man with the handout with the paper cup. He kind of blagged his way into the reopening of the Notre Dame Cathedral. You know, the great and the good were there, including Georgia's president, who had to introduce himself to Trump and say, I'm the president of Georgia. He said, oh yeah, I'm the president of Georgia. But, you know, Z-Boy managed to blag, thanks to Macrolion, his little friend. You know, they're very close, Macrolion and Z-Boy. Blag a 35-minute high-powered meeting with Trump. Yeah, how much interesting and dynamic things you're going to discuss in 35 minutes? Probably 5 minutes to get into the room, 5 minutes to get out. Nothing happened. It's all complete bullshit. Now, why was Macron inviting Zelensky, by the way, into one of the most important churches in Europe when Zelensky is busy screwing up one of the best churches in Europe in Kiev? We'll talk about that in a minute. Let's have a look at how, let's say, in Internetsville, they began to kick poor old Z-Boy's ass over the meeting with Big Don. Run the video, Augie. Oh, look, it's the Big Don, Macrolion. Is that Hasbik?
This is just mean.
Oh, terrible days for the Big Z. And of course, while Z-Boy is visiting, you know, one of the most important cathedrals in the world, we remember fondly how his stormtroopers, Nazis, thugs, and terrorists basically scared the shit out of people, beat them up, dragged them out, priests, you know, abusing people, you know, in the crushing of freedom of religion in Ukraine. And it was all centered around a very, very old and ancient piece of architecture and a very spiritually important place for people of the Russian Orthodox faith, the Kiev Pechurched Lavra. Now, you'd imagine that they fought so hard to take this into this Ukrainian church, which they declared, that they would then use it for religious purposes, of course, right, Augie?
Well, for their anti-religious purposes, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. So what they decided to do, in some way to rub salt into the wounds of the, you know, tens of millions of people who hold this place very, very sacred, all Christians should do, what would they do? What would be the most appropriate use for this incredibly beautiful and, you know, historic place, Augie?
Given that it's Ukraine, there are just two options. Either dancing dressed up as Putin or a culinary show. A
culinary show. Let's run the culinary show. Let's do this. Ready, steady, cook. Yeah. So this is the, you know, the high point of Ukrainian cultural excellence, right, Augie? This is what it's all about. So you throw people out and then you use it as a TV studio, right? Yeah, they're classy, really classy, aren't they? And of course, the mainstream media, you know, MSNBC, CNN, oh geez, don't talk to me about CNN, and of course the BBC, they're all telling us that we were going to stand with Ukraine, you know, we will stand with Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. It's like something out of a echo chamber. And of course, these are just ordinary human beings, right, Augie? The people who are, you know, giving you the news are just people like you and me, and they kind of think the same we do. Let's have a listen to a BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation, old chap, reporter, presenter on a BBC news show about business. A lot of business going on in Ukraine. Just ask Hunter, right, Augie? And she had something to say about Ukraine. She basically said, if you listen carefully, if I have to talk about Ukraine again today, I'll shoot myself. Run the video, Augie. This is great. Have a listen.
If we talk about Ukraine again today, I swear I'll talk myself.
It's just great. And then...
Hello, welcome to Business Today. I'm Michelle Fleury.
You know, that's what's really going on behind the scenes. That's what's really happening, guys. Unreal. Well, you know, in Ukraine itself, there's not really much further down into the bottom of the barrel that you can actually go. Like we say, a million people dead, and God knows how many injured, crippled. You know, it's a society that's suffering a debt of 1,000 cuts. But next on the menu is, sadly, Ukraine's 18-year-olds. And we believe here that that's absolutely going to happen, right, Augie? It's going to happen. He's going to do it because it's the only trade good he has left to try and secure more cash from Sleepy Joe, probably, or anybody else who wants to keep the war going. Probably the Brits. They just love this. So let's have a look at how sort of low they've gone. Here's a little bit of footage of a man on a stretcher being taken basically from an ambulance and thrown into the draft officers, the pre-deceased collectors, let's say, in Ukraine's van. Literally off the stretcher, into the van, out to the front, into the ground. Run the video, Augie. I mean, this is just... It's just speechless. I mean, if this was happening in any other country in the world, imagine this was happening in Russia, China, Iran. Come on, they would be all over this. This would be on the front page of every single client media outlet on earth.
I actually know a country that can do this without media losing its...
Go on.
Israel.
Oh yeah, Israel as well. They can do no wrong. Mazel tov. So skipping out of Ukraine for a second into its biggest supporter. Germany is by far the biggest material and military supporter in Europe and the EU of the narco-Führer and his NATO proxy war. Now, given the situation for Olaf Scholz, whose traffic light coalition, basically a bunch of freaks and circus goers, have completely destroyed Germany's industry. They've ruined the society, unbridled crime, immigration. They don't have any of the answers. But guess what? Old Scholz is on the way out. And they've also been asked to send back to Ukraine hundreds of thousands of military age men to serve on the front lines and die for NATO. And of course, why wouldn't they? But why wouldn't good old Olaf Oggy take a trip to the front? Maybe Pokrovsk or Chasiv-Yar, throw him in a van. Do you think that could happen? I wonder what it would look like. What do you think it would look like, Oggy, if Olaf got assisted into the vehicle by a little Z-boy? I think it would look kind of cute. Let's have a look at what AI thinks it would look like when good old Olaf takes a trip east, one-way trip. Run the video, Augie. Yes, off you go, mein Führer.
Into the draft bus.
Ah, jawohl, into the Volkswagen. Mm-hmm, the Smokeswagen. You ain't coming back. Oh, one-way trip. Of course, that's a fake video. It's an AI video. Hard to tell these days what's real and what's not. But what's definitely real, Augie, is the state of the German economy. It's basically in a lot of trouble, right?
It is. It's getting sandwiched so hard that, according to the Economic Institute report, 38% of German companies plan to reduce their workforce in 2025. 38%. That's thousands and thousands of people.
Wow. And of course, the big automakers, Audi, Volkswagen, favorite of our old friend, I can't think of his name.
They're also letting a lot of people go. Meanwhile, all the cash is flowing towards the other Führer of our day, the narco-Führer. Mm-hmm.
It's actually not just narco-Führer. It's Ukraine, Israel, and LGBT organizations.
Oh, okay, yeah. Now, talking about Ukraine, Israel, and LGBT organizations, which have become basically the fabric that is jammed down your throat everywhere you go in Germany, let's have a look at an average German school where they portray and display the symbols of everything that is important to Germany. And of course, the national flag or the regional government's flag is at the center, right, Augie?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, run the video. Let's have a look. Is it this? No, it's this. Deutschland, Deutschland über alles. But where's the German?
They're there in the middle.
Ah, oh, I see, okay. So we got Israel. We got Ukraine, we got the gay flag.
Perfect combo.
That's all you need, that's all you need to hollow out your whole civilization for good old George Soros and Kaja Kallas. But guess what, all is not lost. If you really want to basically get a break, take a step back in time to when Germany was more, normal family-based place. Christmas is coming, right, Augie? You could head down to the Church of the Sacred Cross in Germany and wander in there of an evening and listen to some sort of angelic voices singing. Now, unfortunately, you might find that the angelic voice is coming from a man in a dress with a beard singing Hosanna in the highest. Yeah, I should not. Run the video, Augie. Oh my God. Just why? Ali, why?
Look.
Why?
Look, he even has, or she even has angel wings tattooed on it.
Just Ali, why do you have to do that? Do that in your bedroom, do it in your shed.
No, don't do this at all. Fuck off.
Don't do it at all. Fuck off. I mean, look, I'm with Ali.
That's a t-shirt. Don't do it at all. Fuck off.
Well, look, let's leave Germany, Let's leave the Church of the Sacred Cross and the guy with the meat and two veg in his pants pretending to be a lady singing. And let's head over to the UK. They're Germans too. Yeah, believe it. As Christmas is coming over there, the season of goodwill is upon us. Not if you're a pensioner, because it's likely that up to 4,000 of you poor old dears could freeze to death because Sir Keir Starmer has decided to cut off your fuel allowance. And on the basis of that, a particular song called It's Gonna Be Freezing This Christmas is number one. It's top of the charts in the UK. Now, the BBC has decided it doesn't want to play it. It doesn't exist. The BBC, the state broadcaster, will not be broadcasting It'll Be Freezing This Christmas, but it's a great tune. And it's kicking good old Sir Keir, two-tier Keir, right in the nuts at Christmas time. On the video, Augie.
Try to imagine a house that's full of cold. Try to imagine
50 being billion a week old. To Ukraine or something. That's 500 million, billion, trillion, billion to Ukraine. No problem. No money for the pensions. None.
What can I do without fuel? I've got no place, no place to go.
And of course, Christmas is a centrally important cultural and religious festival in the UK. Well, it used to be before you had to change the name. Like in Dublin, back in Dublin, in Ireland, we had to change the name from the Christmas lights to the winter lights. There are now the winter lights. We're not allowed to call it Christmas in Dublin anymore. And in London and in the UK, not that we're part of that anymore. It's kind of the same. Christmas has become slightly unfashionable. And it's kind of reflected in the big Christmas tree light opening, which people are actually comparing to Yerevan, which is the capital of Armenia. Now, Augie, we're going to run the video and show just how Yerevan's Christmas tree opening compares to that in London, which used to be a big deal. Run it, Augie.
It's the most
Yerevan, let's do this. Yes. Yerevan looks great. London is
finally, we are the first world.
Augie's a local, let's say.
Well, hey, it's Christmas time. Let's not forget, it's a time of goodness and free will and forgiveness. And with the big Don rolling into town on January 20th, we're all going to be looking forward to what he does first. Ton of executive orders. He's going to shake the tree. It's going to be great to see what falls out. But there is a potential for a brighter, better future, you know? Who knows? Big Don and Vlad, you know, dashing through the snow on an open sleigh, having fun, backslapping, drinking a few beers. You never know, you never know. Run the video, Uggy. I like the way it's Trump that gets tossed out of the sleigh. Look, look, look. It's a classic. It's sweet. This could be real. This could be real. I mean, why not, Uggy? Why not? Tell me why. Just like the gays in the church, I want to know why. I want to know why this can't happen. Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of the Moscow Mules. We're delighted to be back, and we're going to be back just after Christmas, after Uggy and I unwrap our presents in our little igloo up at the North Pole as we help Santa load up his sleigh for all the little dysfunctional cretins in the EU and the US political world. We're going to be chasing you down just after Christmas. Until then, happy Christmas.
Ching ching.
How's that? Because I've absolutely